presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
March 5th, 11 o'clock America, New York. Markets week ahead. Dow Jones, S&P 500, U.S. dollar, Powell, NFPs, RBA, BOC, BOJ. The Dow Jones and S&P 500 rallied as the U.S. dollar fell last week. Ahead, the RBA, BOC and BOJ set rates. Markets also await Jerome Powell's testimony and non-farm payrolls data.
Finance and economics.
March 5th, 10:55 America, New York. Can the West's perplexing employment miracle continue? There is little sign of more job losses, which may be bad news for economic vitality.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York. EVs boost chip demand despite semiconductor makers' woes. The outlook for automotive chips is robust, as EV vehicle sales grow and automation increases across all vehicles and their production.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 5th, 9:44 America, New York. Silly celebrity lawsuits. What do Madonna, Tom Brady, David Ortiz, Jimmy Fallon, Gwyneth Paltrow and Kim Kardashian have in common? Yes, they are all famous, but that's not it. Rather, it is the fact that they have all been the subject of lawsuits against them for their endorsement of cryptocurrency.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 5th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Energy industry wrestles over going green too fast. The climate crisis and energy security are likely topics at a gathering of government officials and oil executives.
BBC News Business.
March 5th, 8:41 America, New York. Food shortages due to supermarket culture, says Leon co-founder. Henry Dimbleby, co-founder of Leon, says UK vegetable shortages are a result of market failure.
Global economy.
March 5th, 8:05 America, New York. UN High Seas Treaty to Protect Oceans finally agreed. Heated talks conclude with accord that aims to keep safe 30% of international waters by 2030.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 5th, 7:40 America, New York. Jeff Sonnenfeld's bombshell about the Russian economy. My friend Jeff Hummel sent me a link to a recent 28-minute interview that DW News did late last month with Jeffrey Sonnenfeld of the Yale School of Management.
New York Times Business.
March 5th. 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, the escalating battle over ESG. The Supreme Court heard arguments on student debt cancellation. The jobs report for January comes out, and it's hard to predict what it will show.
Global economy.
March 5th, 7 o'clock America, New York, is the U.S. jobs market still booming? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Global economy.
March 5th. 6 o'clock America, New York, the U.S. CHIPS Act becomes a Christmas tree. The White House is using a national security priority to tackle too many goals.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 5th, 5:30 America, New York, facial recognition, the creepy convenience. Biometric express lanes are appearing in airports, stadiums and trade shows. Should you try one?
New York Times Business. March 5th, 5 o'clock America, New York. A tangled tale of gun parts, identity theft and the ease of buy now, pay later. Sung Song said his identity was stolen and used to buy $5,000 worth of gun components from an online dealer using a buy now, pay later service. New York Times Business.
March 5th, 5 o'clock America, New York. How AI is being used to detect cancer that doctors miss. Hungary has become a major testing ground for AI software to spot cancer, as doctors debate whether the technology will replace them in medical jobs. A patient getting a mammogram at Bács Kiskun County Hospital in Kecskemét, Hungary.
Marginal revolution.
March 5th, 012 America, New York, Dan Wang's 2022 year in review. One of the highlights of any year, here is the letter, part about Yunnan, part about Chinese lockdowns, but this time only a smidgen about music, and much more. Here is an excerpt.
BBC News Business.
March 4th, 1933 America, New York, five ways to save money on train tickets. As rail fares increase, we find the ways passengers can keep journeys as cheap as possible.
BBC News Business.
March 4th, 1931 America, New York, Railfares go up in England and Wales by 5.9%. The rise is below the rate of inflation, but campaigners want reforms due to unreliable services.
Marginal Revolution.
March 4, 1507 America, New York, Saturday. Assorted links. 1. Data on heart attacks and strokes after COVID. 2. Can U.S. higher education be said to be right-wing? 3. Futuristic cities? 4. Ross Douthat reviews Disney World, NYT.
Marginal Revolution.
March 4, 1203 America, New York. Reverse Flynn Effect Edition. A reverse Flynn effect was found for composite ability scores with large U.S. adult sample from 2006 to 2018 and 2011 to 2018. Domain scores of matrix reasoning, letter and number series, verbal reasoning showed evidence of declining scores.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 4, 1130 America, New York. Is the state discriminatory by definition? It is barely an exaggeration to say that governments as we know them are discriminatory by definition. A current government crusade confirms that. The claim by the federal government and some state governments is that the Second Amendment can be legally discriminatory because it was so historically.